producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends of the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. On we roll into hour number two on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. When I decided to get back into tactical training, I realized that I had really neglected part of things that are necessary, okay? They're necessary, and then the more I decided to delve into it, the more I realized that it's not just for the tactical training. If you're actually carrying a gun today for self-defense, there's a couple of things you need to include in it besides buying the gun. One of the things that happens when you're in radio is you sit a lot. You might be doing research. You're looking for that next big guest. You're looking for that next big sponsor. You're doing something, but you're seated. And you have a tendency to sort of expand within the chair. And when I decided to start doing tactical training again, I realized, you're going to die out here. So I had to start working on my physical fitness. That means going to the gym when I don't want to. Now, my skeletal frame will carry a lot of weight. The composition, of course, helps. I feel since I've been back in the gym, I've lost 20 some odd pounds, and I have sort of plateaued, and I think I'm actually gaining weight now because I am going to the gym and I am supplementing. And for somebody my size, if somebody starts an altercation with me in the beginning, I probably am big enough and strong enough to get them off of me. Now, not everybody's going to be that way. Some people are going to need to incorporate something in the hand-to-hand self-defense range to create that space to where you can bring the weapon up, if that's what you're going to do. That's also something to consider. Now, the vast proportion of people that use guns in self-defense don't do any of this stuff. Because self-defense, when that need does arise, it's real quick, it's real fast, and it's over with real fast. When that weapon is presented, the successful people, the other person runs away. That doesn't mean, however, that you should sit around and say, okay, so I'm 47 pounds overweight, no big deal. If I present the gun, they're going to run anyway. What would you do in Ferguson, Missouri? If you're carrying a handgun and you have one magazine of reloads, let's say you're carrying a Glock 17, so you got 17 rounds on the gun, you got 17 rounds in your pocket, you got 34 rounds, you're facing a group of 100 people. What are you going to do then? It might be nice if you could escape and evade. Another thing that I discovered when I started the physical fitness program was I'm 53 years old. I'm not going to be 23 again anytime soon. I'm not going to tell you I was sitting out there taking about a handful, but I had to discover Aleve and ibuprofen and a whole bunch of other things. And then as my body composition began to change, I noticed that my joints were not going along with it because they are still 53 years old. Now, for my knees, I treat them with something called a Willow MD, which you can find the banner on my website and get free shipping if you want it. And some of the ninjas have gotten them because treating your joints can be tricky. If you're taking a bunch of pills to treat your pain, you're doing horrible things to your stomach. You're doing horrible things to your liver. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're taking a bunch of stuff to make your joint feel better, and you're hurting your system internally. The willow is actually a little strap-on device. It looks, the interior of it looks like a tanning bed, and it's laser therapy. You strap it on. It's a 25-minute treatment. I haven't had to take a leave since I started using the thing, and my pain is very thoroughly mitigated. So now that makes lifting in the gym easier. It opens up the range of exercises I can do. I can start to do squats and leg exercises again. And everything that I work on is going to be good for my overall health. But I just wanted to throw that, when I'm out here talking about self-defense and everything, you have to understand that gunfighting is a martial art. It is a perishable skill. Now, once again, let me repeat this caveat. The overwhelming number of people that use guns in self-defense, like the lady in, I believe it was Detroit, she had a bunch of home invaders coming in. She had this High Point 45 caliber carbine. She probably couldn't run as far as I can run, which is a pitiful short distance. She probably couldn't fight at all hand-to-hand. She was probably a little bit overweight, and she prevailed. And that was good. But if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, well, I've got to carry a gun in order to preserve my life, wouldn't you want every edge you can possibly get out there? And when you get to be somebody my age, you know, there's it's not so much, it's like Indiana Jones says, it's not so much the age, it's the mileage. You're going to have to either figure out how to overcome what you perceive to be a physical shortcoming or to make it go away. Now, when I was lifting as a younger man, when I was in the Army, I discovered lifting. And when I was lifting as a younger man, it was chest and it was arms. I didn't have to worry about core exercises. I didn't have to worry about agility exercises because I was young. I was agile already, just by definition. You know, I'm in my 20s. Now I got to pay attention to stuff like that. I've had to evolve with everything I've done to myself. I had to take all that in consideration. I've got shoulder ailments. I've got bone chips on one elbow. Everything comes into play. The elbow issue, for example, I've had to modify the way I grip a gun and stick it out and punch it out in front of me. If you have me and some instructor who hasn't slammed into stuff with his elbows from great height, he's probably got his arms more extended than mine. I can't extend them that far and maintain a positive grip on the weapon. So I've had to, when you're looking at this, if you make a decision one day, well, I'm going to carry a gun in self-defense, that's a wide-ranging topic you're entering into. Certainly one that you can overcome. I was very concerned with my knees. The willow is taking care of that. Well, it takes care of my shoulders and my hands as well. The working out helps a lot. All of this, and what all this does is it gives you sort of a positive attitude. It helps you with your outlook on life. If you're looking around, when I was talking prepping one time and all this other stuff, and they were talking about bugging out, before I started working out, I realized that in my run to bug out, my lifespan was probably, 2-3 minutes. Because that's all the gas I had in my tank. In about 2 or 3 minutes, there were going to be a bunch of things that locked up and everything, and I was just going to be standing there panting and in pain. So go out, and definitely, if you want to buy all the gear and everything, do that. But understand, you've got to carry the gear. You've got to carry the gear. And you got to be smart about it. You got to be smart about it. I might have Border Bandit. I'm being asked about a tag. But that's just something I want you to consider as you go about your day. How hard is it for you to get up out of a chair, for example? Think about that. That all plays into the whole self-defense scenario. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
All right. Welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. I saw an interesting conversation taking place between some well-meaning people on Facebook about the militarization of the police. And they were all for it. I'm not necessarily for it for a couple of reasons. First of all, I understand the need for certain municipalities to have some capability to respond to a terrorist threat because we are one big soft target. The only problem is they don't train properly to deal with that. They don't train in the nightmare scenario for me, which is a very well-coordinated attack with about 20 terrorists setting up in various locales and then simultaneously letting it go. They don't train for that. They ran a simulation for that, and the cops got their clocks cleaned. One third of them were eliminated in the exercise when they showed up to the school. Here's the other thing. All of this equipment that the Pentagon has given away, all the MRAPs and all the other various aircraft and other armored vehicles and the weapons and everything, since Obama has become president, did we discover warp drive and the Vulcans came down and touched down and now we have universal peace? What am I missing here? Why are we giving away equipment that we might need to use again? When I was in the military, in the event of, in Europe, they call it the balloon going up. If the balloon went up, we were actually going to get issued all new stuff to fight the war. We had our training equipment, and we were actually going to go to war with new stuff that was actually better. Same stuff, but just not worn out like some of the stuff we used. But we weren't giving away equipment. We weren't giving away equipment. We weren't giving away armored personnel carriers and MRAPs and rifles. The Defense Department started this program 20 years ago, which is sort of coincides. I mean, violent crime has been going down for the past 20 years, and the police have been gearing up for the past 20 years. And it doesn't matter what size department you've got. In Ferguson, Missouri, they've got 52 police officers, and they have state-of-the-art small unit equipment. They don't know how to use it. For example, I saw some guy set up as a sniper, mind you, on top of a vehicle on the edge of the protest. You don't set up a sniper where you can see a sniper. Sniper's up high. You don't ever see him. He has a wide range of his target area. He's not right there pinpoint with some high-caliber precision rifle staring down at somebody 17 feet away from him. That's not a sniper. And yet Congress is giving away all kinds of stuff to these police departments. That's my two things with it. They don't know how to use it, and don't we need it? We got North Korea. We got the drug cartels, and now we have ISIS. And that's just the tip. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There's all kinds of other stuff brewing around out there. All kinds of stuff. We got Russia re-gearing up. We got China gearing up. We're paying for the China gear up, by the way. Every time we pay interest on the debt that we have with them, that's just more defense spending. China started buying aircraft carriers. Aircraft carriers are key to projection of force. You have to be able to take a lot of assets with you when you go. We don't need a police department that is capable of taking a town. Okay, let me rephrase that. First of all, police departments are not big enough to take a town. This martial law thing that I keep hearing about, what if they impose martial law upon this bill? They can't do it. If all of them do it, if every single one of them, military and police, they get out there and say, we're going to take over America to impose martial law, well, they're going to die doing it because it's just too big a country. Logistically speaking, it is a nightmare. They might take a little town if they hit it, clandestinely. And even if they take down YouTube and the internet and everything else, there'll be video that escapes and makes it out there, and then everybody's going to know. And then it's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad for them. They can't sustain it. They would have to come out into the flyover territories, they say, and get and engage on, you know, face-to-face certain people, and they're going to get their clocks clean. They're going to win some, absolutely. It's going to be a dirty business. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be over in about 7 days. 7 days after they initiate hostilities, we'll be mulling about the mall in Washington, D.C. It'd just be bad. I think most of, and you know, when I figure one of the questions that a lot, why do they want to disarm us? Bit well, that's why. That's why. But bear that in mind about the militarization of police departments. For those that think this is a smoking hot idea, police departments don't train the way the SEALs do. They don't train the way the Rangers do. They don't train the way the Delta or any of our heroes do, or even a light infantry unit. They don't train that way. They train primarily based on overwhelming something. If something starts shooting back, they're not trained to deal with that. And then if you have a bunch of people that actually know small unit tactics, like veterans, and they start moving on them, well, then it's going to get worse. That's only going to exacerbate their problem. But why do they can stop giving away the stuff? We might need that stuff one day. And don't be concerned when you see MRAPs. MRAPs are big, ponderous things. And if they don't have a gun turret on them, they're armored cars. If they try to execute a turn in an MRAP, which has to be done very slowly, you can probably run circles around it. But sooner or later, they're going to have to get out of the beast. Or they're just driving around in MRAPs. We can walk by, wow, there goes another MRAP. Now, if they stop and get out, okay, maybe there's going to be an engagement. But if they don't, well, just a big, big thing that has a turn radius where you need a football field to make a U-turn. And that's it. That's all it is. MRAPs get taken down all the time. IEDs take care of, I mean, they hurt them. Gunners on MRAPs, those are great targets. Just ask the jihadis. They try it all the time. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Here we are again on a Monday. I say that like this has happened a lot. Here I am again on a second Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. One of the statements they try to make all the time is, we want to keep guns out of the hands of crazy people. Now, crazy is a relative term. Okay? Who is to say what is crazy? And there's some things that go along with that that is problematic for those of us out here, because one of the things they want to do is they want to take and redefine what mental illness is. And if you want to own a gun, guess what? You're mentally ill. So there's actual real data out there to some of the questions asked about this. The commonality amongst the spree shooters is that they have mental health issues, okay? Now, are people with mental health issues commonly prone to future violence? The short answer to that is no. People that commit acts of violence there's other factors that might come into play with that, like drug abuse or a past history of acts of that type, you know. One explanation is that some of these individuals with severe disorders are too disorganized or afraid to commit crime. Somebody with severe schizophrenia may have delusions, a belief that they and others around them face a danger of attack or threat. This leads some persons suffering from this form of delusion to seclude themselves from the outside world and to express extreme caution towards others. It doesn't mean they get out, gear up, and go have their day. They hide. Are gun-related mass violence by persons with mental health issues increasing? And is it a pressing national problem? The answer to that is no and no. Despite the way the media reports this, this is actually, it's a static number. It hasn't gone up, hasn't gone down. Is there an increased national murder rate that can be attributed to mental health failures? No. Murder rates in the U.S. are dramatically down, despite increasing rates of firearm ownership, increasing population, increasing gun carry, and stressful economic times. Because overall murder rates, including murder rates of firearms, are in a definite downward trend, there is no rationale to claim increases because of people with mental health problems or inadequate mental health reporting. Is the state-of-the-art psychology capable of correcting or of correctly identifying people with mental health problems who are prone to violence? No. There's no way to tell. Once again, much better predictors of violence include drug use and history of violence. Is there any connection at all between mass shootings and mental health? Yes. Yes, there is. First of all, we would consider crazy any person who would take the lives of innocents. There's another connection between mass shootings and mental health, and that connection is psychotropic drugs. All the mass shooters in recent memory were people who were either actively taking prescribed psychotropic drugs or who were supposed to be taking psychotropic drugs but quit. When you're taking psychotropic drugs, and I'll have Dr. Langerman on and she'll explain this to you better than I, but when you're taking psychotropic drugs and then you stop, your mind can't handle that. It can't handle it. Elliot Rogers was not taking his antipsychotic drugs when he snapped. Now, in order for them to obtain these psychotropic drugs, these people perpetrating these mass shootings were under the care of a mental health practitioner licensed to prescribe drugs. Now, there's a phenomenon involved in all of this called base rate fallacy. The essence is this. Any widespread screening for a condition, mentally unstable persons prone to violence, for example, among the general population is guaranteed to turn up many more false positives than true positives just because of an unavoidable error rate, which would be especially pronounced in the fuzzy field of psychology. The false positives would outnumber the true positives by one or more orders of magnitude. Thus, people not prone to violence would unavoidably be stigmatized, likely lose civil rights because of an error rate that cannot be eliminated. It is just too iffy. It is not a science. You can't identify it. Records are not kept in a very organized way. All of these suppositions where, you know, if we only had better records, they're not kept. What we have now is not kept. Millions of felons are not on the ICS system, as an example. And these guys don't have mental illness. They're felons. They've been convicted. We know who they are. Not on the NICS system. Definitely barking up the wrong tree is the gun-free zone. The gun-free zone is also, you can call it the barrel in which the fish swim. The free fire zone. Perpetrators of mass violence seek them out. People who respect gun-free zones are people like me who are not going to murder anybody. I'm not going to murder anybody. No matter how much collection and sharing of mental health data you have, that's not going to affect anything, and a gun-free zone it's a false premise. Would a system-reported mental health deficiency prevent deranged people from acquiring guns? No. No more than it does criminals. The conclusion is that people with mental health issues are no more prone to violence than you or I. In some cases, they're going to avoid it more than you or I would. And that's something to keep in mind. when you hear some of these arguments. Well, it's a mental health issue. Yes, it is. But it's a fuzzy issue, too. The data is not exact. And that's a problem, because we're moving in that direction. We're moving in the direction where we're going to continue pushing these things. Right now, if you're a veteran and you're being treated with PTSD, you may not be able to buy a gun, even if you have a concealed carry permit. That is beginning to happen more and more and more. But the veterans, especially when you get into the care of the VA, it's almost like we've become a controlled entity. The VA tries to exercise all kinds of control on us. But they would like to see that happen. The veterans have really been sort of like a petri dish for gun controllers, just to see how far they can throw that line into the water. How far out can they cast that line? And it's been working. It has been working. Nearly 200,000 veterans have lost their gun rights because they can't handle their money, or maybe they, you know, stuff like that. Not really a valid reason to me. If you want to get your veterans disability check and go to the store and spend it all on lotto tickets and Jack's links, don't come to me when you can't make your bills. But that doesn't mean that you lose your civil rights. We're so busy trying to be big brother that sometimes we forget we should just be brothers. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers picked fresh, and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, one more time. Depending on where you are, it's either time for brunch or it's getting time to be breakfast. But good morning, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Anybody listening to me that has a wireless router in your house, if you don't have a password on it of some sort, if you don't have encryption on it of some sort, stop listening to me and go take care of that right now. And I'll tell you why. Dateline, Evansville, Indiana. Local gang leader named Derek Murphy lives with his mom in a house in a neighborhood. Got on his smartphone, accessed a unsecured wireless network, and sent a series of anonymous email posts threatening the police chief of Evansville, Indiana. Well, because it came from, you know, when you access a wireless network, that is your IP address that's showing wherever that wireless network is. So he accesses somebody else's wireless network. So then you have this 68-year-old Evansville, Indiana woman and her 18-year-old adopted daughter. They're sitting in the house. Well, you don't threaten Police Chief Billy Bolin and get away with that. On June 21st, 2012, the Evansville Police Department and officers of the EPD and its SWAT team executed a search warrant for computer devices and raided the Milan residence with local television news crews in tow to memorialize the event. The officers knocked down doors, threw in flashbangs, and then forced entry by breaking the glass outer door. Flashbang grenades, of course, cause a little property damage, too. They saw the suspects, and despite the fact that they saw no threatening suspects, they still tossed the flashbangs. Milan and her daughter were ordered on the floor at gunpoint, handcuffed, and paraded in front of their neighbors into police vehicles. Both were detained and questioned by the officers. Because of an unsecured router. These emails from the gang leader reference stuff like guns and explosives, and this caused this heightened response by police. After they seized the family's computers and cell phones, it was determined that the threatening posts were not made by anyone out inside the house, but by someone logging in through their unsecured wireless router. The FBI was called, and they tracked down Derek Murray. He confessed in federal court that he accessed the wireless network through a smartphone to make the posts. So there's a suit going on right now. The police department has paid for the damages to the home caused by the raid. Now, here's the problem with this, okay? This is back to this whole militarization thing, the flashbangs and everything else that we see the, you know, the SAS in Britain throw and the Delta Force, they throw them. It's just cool, isn't it? It's great. If I'm in my house and they get my address wrong, I'm picking up a gun because I don't know who's coming through the door. And I'm not just going to shoot one and stand there. I'm going to be moving left and right. I'm going to be looking for more cover. I'm going to be looking for more concealment. And I'm going to continue to fight until I get some form of ID. And if I'm lucky, I'll survive that. And then I'm going to go before a grand jury for murder of a police officer. All because these guys want to be ninjas. They've seen the raid on Entebbe with the final option. Or, you know, these counter-terrorist movies that are just so cool. And especially in Indiana, under certain sets of circumstances, you can shoot a police officer in Indiana. Couldn't they have done a background check on the people based upon their tax information and found out who lived there and tried to figure out what was going on and then maybe knocked on the door? Sure, have a bunch of guys behind you. That's fine. Have a bunch of guys behind you just in case. Wear some body armor when you knock on the door, by all means. Knock on the door. Just knock on the door. Hello, ma'am. How are you doing? Listen, we've gotten some emails from your IP address, and we need to examine your computers and your cell phones. That's not cool, though, is it? It's not cool to do that. We got these flashbang grenades. We got these things that cover our faces. I got this whole black suit that doesn't identify me as anybody. It's just bad. And I want to put it on. I want to go running. I want to kick in a door. I want to throw a flashbang. I might have the time to do that. Type in there how much time we got before the show's end. Is it 6 minutes? 5 minutes? They're a Punisher. Recently, we had this thing going on with Operation Choke Point. Operation Choke Point was this scheme that the Department of Justice was involved in where they were going to basically run gun companies out of business. People found out about that. So now the FDIC has dropped gun companies, gun manufacturers, ammo companies, ammo manufacturers from the high-risk lists. Interestingly enough, though, if you were to take a look at the banks that were the worst offenders in that, like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, besides them being too big to fail, they're too arrogant to do anything for their customers. Those four banks raise the most complaint about financial institutions in the country. But they also have policies in place to punish, deny, and or harass Americans who dare exercise their Second Amendment rights. And they have systematically and aggressively attempted to undermine the business of firearms in this country. Bank of America has twice attacked gun manufacturers with monetary terrorism in recent years. McMillan Firearms Manufacturing was the first. Once word got out about that one, well, we're going to go to the phones here in a minute, just as soon as I get a chance to do it in the closing minutes. All right, here we go. Fred in Georgia, yes, sir.
Good morning, Phil.
Hey.
Hey, you know, it wouldn't have been too hard for him to pick up the telephone either. That's a pretty safe response.
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed, like I said, couldn't they be just a 68-year-old woman, 18-year-old child? Bring two flashbangs. There's two.
Yeah, if you average their ages, they're pretty definitely a lethal age, right? 40-something?
Yeah. Yeah. Mom and daughter. Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah, I guess they could use that argument if they wanted to. They get one.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You go ahead.
I heard John Scott Miller talking about a local police department of ours, Doraville, Georgia, that put on the web a real flashy video of them smoke bombing and jumping out of MRAPs, and this is crazy.
Yeah, well, like I said, riding around an MRAP doesn't make you a tough guy.
Yeah.
You want to be tough, get off the MRAP.
Yeah, so, anyway, you know, pick up the phone, please, guys, if you're listening.
Pick up the phone, but in the meantime, go out there and secure your router.
Definitely. Good advice. Well, I think they have a feedback problem, so I'll let you go.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks, bye.
I hadn't even thought about picking up the phone. Anyway, the Bank of America, when the McMillan Group became common knowledge, and it did, they decided to do a two-step. But they still kicked McMillan out. So all of these banks, as we're running out of time here, all of these banks that have been eager participants in Operation Choke Point are some of the worst banks in the United States. Go find you a nice local bank that doesn't care about what kind of business you do, that values you as a part of the community, and do business with them. Let's take Operation Choke Point and turn it around and throw the noose around their neck and stand on their chest, shall we? And pull! And pull! Could that be construed as violent rhetoric? I think so. In any event, we're going to get back together in about 22 hours. And when we do, between now and then, I want you to keep this in mind as you're going about your day, enjoying the beginning of the week. It has never been about gun control. Not ever, not once. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.